Chapter 6. Effects of Alcohol and Drugs on the Driver. Section 6.4. Ways to Avoid Driving Impaired. Avoidance Measures. Many people think that they have to drink or take drugs to have fun. Most people who take this course are not of legal drinking age, but it is important to have a positive, persuasive method to prevent drinking and driving. It's also important to have alternatives as well. Not drinking might be a way to avoid a problem behind the wheel, but if someone were to make a poor decision and drink, what then? Perhaps a designated driver would be an apt choice. This is the person that has had nothing to drink, not the least. Call a Cab campaign against impaired drivers recently had billboards that said, $7 for a cab, $7,000 for a DUI, you decide. While thinking clearly it is a no-brainer, but to the impaired person, it might not be due to diminished thought processes. One student recently suggested calling a pizza place and ride with them. Whatever you do not get behind the wheel of any vehicle with an impairing substance in your system. How do I stop someone from driving impaired? What to do? 1. Try reasoning with the person, tell them about the consequences of driving impaired. 2. Make other arrangements, see if a sober friend or taxi prepaid, if possible, will take the person to their destination. If it's a friend of yours, you have the option of driving them to your home and letting them drive home the next day when the alcohol is out of his system. 3. Stand firm, don't let yourself be swayed by the impaired person's belief that they can drive. Don't tell yourself that letting this person drive just this once won't matter. Remind yourself that it only takes one time for a collision to happen. 4. Take the keys away. If that is not possible given the circumstances, call the police. Remember, you are doing the right thing as a friend. 5. Give yourself credit. You've handled a very uncomfortable situation, and you've kept this person and everyone in their path safe. We have covered many topics related to alcohol and other drugs as they relate to driving and the effects to your well-being. The following is a recap of these topics in the form of questions and answers. The message is simple: choose not to use alcohol. This probably sounds familiar. Drinking alcohol. It's what everyone does on the weekends. Someone's parents are out of town and there's a party at the house. So, I'll just have a few drinks. Enough to give me the courage to talk to a few guys. No big deal. Mom and Dad think we're going out to dinner anyway. Someone in the group is going to be the designated driver. She'll only have 3 or 4 drinks. It's ridiculous that the law says I can't drink until I'm 21. I can go to war and vote before that, but I can't buy alcohol. Please. Everyone drinks. Adults are naive if they think teens aren't going to at least experiment. It makes me feel good. And besides, my parents drink with their friends. This may not sound familiar. Q. What is alcohol? Alcohol is a drug that affects your central nervous system, brain, spinal cord, and nerves in your body. It is the most abused substance by teens, and over 50% of seniors in high school reported drinking within the past month. The good news is that half of high school seniors are smart enough to say no to drinking. Q. What can alcohol do to my body? Alcohol has short-term and long-term effects that can really hurt your body and your relationships with family and friends. Even though you see beautiful people on TV, in ads drinking together, alcohol itself doesn't make you beautiful or guarantee you'll meet a great person. Alcohol actually has a lot of calories and doesn't offer any nutrition to your body, even if it's a fruity wine cooler. Alcohol slows down your central nervous system by blocking messages to your brain. Even when you drink small amounts, your responses to everything are slower and you may feel less nervous and relaxed. Some people become more aggressive. Also, because you lose your inhibitions, you can make bad judgments like driving impaired, having unsafe sex, or trying other drugs. These bad judgments can result in car collisions that lead to serious injury or death for yourself or others, sexually transmitted diseases, unwanted pregnancies, rape, and deadly drug interactions. If you drink too much, you may vomit because alcohol is toxic and vomiting is the body's way of getting rid of an unwanted poison. If you consume large amounts of alcohol in a very short time, you can get alcohol poisoning. This is very dangerous and can even result in death. Q. How much alcohol does it take to become impaired? A. Every person is affected differently by alcohol. For example, females don't digest or metabolize alcohol as fast as males, so their bodies are more sensitive to alcohol's effect on the brain, muscles, and speech. Other factors that affect how fast you process alcohol are your mood, your weight, and how much food is in your stomach. Regardless, everyone needs about 1 hour to process 1 ounce of alcohol. 1 ounce of alcohol, regardless of the type, has the same power to affect the drinker. A 12 ounces can or bottle of beer, a 5 ounces serving of wine, and a 1.5 ounces shot of hard liquor all have about the same amount of alcohol. But you can't tell how much alcohol someone has consumed by just counting their drinks, since some mixed drinks contain more than one shot of alcohol. Remember that you don't have to slur words or stumble around to be impaired. Once you have been impaired, the only thing that will sober you up is time. Coffee, cold showers, exercise, or other things you've heard about will not speed up your body's rate of eliminating alcohol from your system. Q. What is binge drinking? A. Binge drinking is drinking a large amount of alcohol very quickly, for the sole purpose of getting impaired. Male binge drinkers can be defined as those who have 5 or more drinks in a row at least once in a 2-week period. Female binge drinkers have 4 or more drinks at one time in the same time period. Binge drinking should concern girls because females don't digest alcohol as quickly as males, and so they are affected even more easily than males. Drink for drink, girls face greater health risks from alcohol. Heavy alcohol use, like when binge drinking, can lead to alcohol poisoning, being the victim of sexual assault, sexually transmitted diseases, unwanted pregnancies, deadly drug interactions, and other injuries. Q. What are the signs of alcohol poisoning? A. Learn the following signs of alcohol poisoning so, if you are capable, you can get help, or help a friend. Violent vomiting. Extreme sleepiness, asphyxiation. Unconsciousness, difficulty breathing. Although alcohol poisoning is extreme, it does happen. In fact, it usually happens at parties during drinking games. It is a senseless waste of someone's health or life. You don't have to get alcohol poisoning to suffer from drinking too much. You can have hangovers, a feeling of being sick and sluggish, because the alcohol robs your body of fluid. This also is called dehydration. Besides harming your body after a night of partying, you can be arrested for underage drinking and possibly be fined or lose your driver's license. Q. What are the effects of alcohol if misused over a long period of time? A. Here's how alcohol can hurt your body if you misuse it for a long time. Alcohol causes vitamin deficiencies, stomach problems, major liver damage, kidney damage, heart damage, brain problems, like memory loss, Plus, if you drive impaired, or if you are in the car with someone who is driving impaired, you can be seriously injured or killed in a car crash. Don't forget that you also can injure and kill innocent people. Q. What about my parents? They drink and it doesn't seem to hurt them? A. Hopefully, if your parents drink alcohol, they do it responsibly and in moderation, which means they never drive after drinking and they have fewer than two drinks a day, such as wine with dinner. Your parents probably are not binge drinking, and hopefully they don't drink to deal with problems. If they do, they have a problem with alcohol and they need help. The same behaviors that are signs of a problem with alcohol for teens also apply to adults. And if your parents misuse alcohol for any period of time, they will suffer the same damage to their health. You can choose to say no to alcohol when friends are drinking. Here are some ways. Just say, no thanks. Find an excuse to leave. Ask for help from other nearby friends or adults if someone is really pressuring you to drink. Find a new group of friends who respect your decision not to use alcohol. Only go to events that don't involve alcohol. Be safe. Never let friends who have been drinking drive take their keys. Offer to drive them home if you have a car, call a cab, or let them sleep at your house. Don't let them walk home alone either. You can avoid situations with alcohol by getting involved in organizations in your school or community that help teens plan other activities. You'd be surprised how much fun you can have organizing and participating in projects that don't involve drinking. Make plans with friends that don't involve alcohol, like dinner and a movie, a sports event, playing sports, shopping, or going to a concert. Be aware, when alcohol is a problem, people who drink too much alcohol on a regular basis may have a disease called alcoholism. Alcoholism is a disease like asthma or diabetes. Alcoholism also can run in families. The good news is that it can be treated. Many teens who suffer from alcoholism get help from doctors, treatment centers, or support groups, especially Alcoholics Anonymous. You may have a problem with drinking if you show some of these signs. Alcohol has become more important than your schoolwork, family activities and relationships, or friendships. You use alcohol to escape from things you are unhappy with every day. You can't control your drinking once you start. Even if you decide you'll only have a few drinks, you end up having a lot. When you drink, you act like a different person than when you are sober. When drinking with friends, you can drink more than anyone else. You have blackouts or events you don't fully remember after drinking. Don't be afraid to talk to someone if you show these signs. People want to help you and you should not be ashamed. Try talking with your doctor or a school counselor. These people can guide you in the right direction so you can be evaluated for alcoholism and get counseling. Be a friend. Help a friend with a problem. If you have a friend who you think has a problem with alcohol, you should be there for them. They may feel alone, sad, and scared. Try to set some time aside alone with them. Be a good listener. Talk with them openly about how they can feel better if they get help. Help them understand that they are not a bad person for having a problem with alcohol. Get them to speak to a trusted adult, counselor, or a doctor. Fast facts: females' bodies are more sensitive to the effects of alcohol. Their bodies react more quickly to alcohol's influence on the brain, muscles, and speech. Drinking gives you bad breath and can make you gain weight. Teens who drink are more likely to be sexually active and have unsafe sex. Pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases from unsafe sex can change or end your life. Over 38% of all drowning deaths are alcohol-related. Drinking alcohol greatly increases the chance that teens will be in a car crash, homicide, or suicide. Drinking can really hurt your grades. One beer, one shot of whiskey, and one glass of wine all have the same amount of alcohol. Anyone can become an alcoholic, young or old, rich or poor, married or single, employed or out of work. Mixing alcohol and other drugs, even over-the-counter medicines, can make you sick or even kill you, or may cause you to hurt others. Girls who get impaired are vulnerable to assault or date rape. Drinking coffee, taking a shower, or breathing cold air will not sober you up faster. The only thing that works is time.